Yeah. Are you at the, are you at Camp Aben?
Sir?
Are you at Camp Aben?
No.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm here.
Right.
I talked to Ramsey last night, and I've been thinking over this night, and I've been thinking over this thing, and I think that perhaps the Hoover attitude somewhat improved what it was months ago. On the other hand, I guess that we have got about as much of it as we can. I don't believe we can do much more with Fulbright. He seems to have broken out again with his book this week, so I gather that it might not be too productive to bring them together.
I think that's probably on balance right. He has said two things about it, one in a letter to me, one in a letter to the committee, apparently, that not completely satisfying, but at least are neutral.
Well, did he talk to you yesterday at all, Hoover?
No, I didn't. I wasn't in touch with him.
Right. He talked to Ramsey, and I gather from what Ramsey says that he would be willing to say to you and to Fulbright in his presence and to me, if necessary, that he was not against the treaty, that the treaty would require additional force, but that with additional force, the security could be well protected, period.
Yes.
Now, that, I don't know whether we gain enough. Fulbright may needle him. I don't believe you can satisfy Fulbright. I thought the other day that maybe by getting him to put off that we could do it, but he's done just as much damage with his book issuing it, all that stuff. He made the front page. He signaled the world that they've got a spokesman here in the inner councils who wants to throw in the flag. And the question whether we can survive or he can survive, so I guess that must be what they're debating.
I'll talk a little further with Bill Fulbright about how he senses the Hoover aspect of it. You see, Hoover says that it's not his business to be for or against treaties of any sort.
Yes, I thought I would just tell Fulbright. He asked me to talk to Hoover.
Right.
I thought I would just say to him, I asked the Attorney General to do it, and about three things came out of it. First of all, he says that after we explain that we're the ones that are asking for the extra consular personnel, that he can adequately protect us with appropriate personnel, which we will recommend. That's number one. So we have no problem with security. Number two, he has not been against the treaty. He has not passed on the treaty. He was referring only to the question which has already been met. And therefore, he would not have any objection or any recommendation.
All right. Now, are you going to call him? You want me to? Or?
I thought I'd call him.
All right, okay.
But I want to be sure that you didn't think it would be desirable for us to get together on it.
I think perhaps since he's not going to come go beyond that, that is, he, Hoover, is not going to go beyond that, that to draw these fellows together on a Sunday probably would irritate them and they wouldn't get too much out of it.
I think that's probably right. What do you think about his position in his this morning's paper in his book?
Well, it isn't new. This is his arrogance of power speeches at Hopkins refurbished. It doesn't help at all, but I don't think it catches many people by surprise. And I think it's useful to get him pinned down on some of these points, because then those points can be taken up in the course of discussion. And
well, won't we be asked tomorrow to comment on the 8 points?
I may be asked, but I'm not sure yet that I would take them on when I come out of that committee room. I'm going to get this consular thing through. I don't want to fill up a big...
That's right, here. But I think both of us will. Now, what's going to be our line? Just say, well, he's made those points before and we've been clear on it or something.
And that he's presumably expecting the other side to do some things that, that we haven't been able to get them to do. You know, such as accept the neutrality of Southeast Asia and things like that. That if the other side would show some interest in the independence and neutrality of these small countries of Southeast Asia, we'd make some progress.
Okay, thank you.